This is Jim Fetzer, your host on Authentic News, right here on RBN Live. This 11th day of April, 2024, we begin with the death of an American hero turned bloody killer, O.J. Simpson, dead of cancer at age 76. We have multiple stories about him, including one here from the Epoch Times. Family has announced his death. O.J. Simpson, a former NFL star, was acquitted of murder in one of the highest-profile criminal cases in U.S. history. Died at age 76, his family said Thursday. It ought to add that he was nevertheless convicted of a civil trial of the same effect, bringing about the wrongful death of Nicole Brown Simpson and of Ron Goldman. The former Buffalo Bill running back died in Las Vegas on Wednesday. They said, hey, the cause of death was cancer. Turned out to have been prostate cancer. I've had prostate cancer or been so diagnosed myself. My uncle died of prostate cancer. OJ, of course, became famous as a college football player for Southern Cal. It was absolutely remarkable when I was in the Marine Corps serving at the Recruit Depot in San Diego. I came up to Southern California actually shopping for my first car, which would turn out to be an Austin Healey 3000 XL with lamb's wool interior, custom-made wheel wires, wire wheels. I mean, it's just a superb car. And I wound up on the field at USC. And, you know, I don't know really how I happened to be there, but when the team came out, this one fellow seeing me knew I must be there to see him. And he came over and he shook my hand, and it was O.J. Simpson. Now, I mean, decades later, as an assistant professor, I think it was a full professor at Duluth. I had maybe the only sabbatical I ever had, which is, you know, a year off to do research that's funded by the university, was squandered by watching the O.J. Simpson trial. I watched it day and night. This is when Geraldo Rivera was actually doing something halfway decent with his time by hosting these shows on fringe subjects, and his stuff on OJ was just sensational. He'd have some of the best attorneys in the country talking about it from every point of view. It was fascinating. I recorded all those shows. I had hundreds of OJ tapes, VCR tapes. In fact, my wife and my daughter, if I'm, you know, would threaten to tape over my OJ tapes if I misbehaved. It was funny. I explored this thing from beginning to end, you know, and I'm telling you, here's how it went down. OJ was absolutely obsessed with Nicole. She was beautiful. They had hit it off great before they hit on bad times. He was absolutely obsessed with her, jealous to the extreme. That night, he went over there high on meth. And it has made me wonder whether O.J. actually used meth when he was playing football. He went over there high on meth. He knew Nicole was setting up for a romantic evening because she would put candles all around in her bathroom area, her bathroom area. She'd have all these candles going on. So he knew something was up. When Ron Goldman showed up at the gate, ostensibly returning glasses Nicole had left behind at the restaurant, the Mezzaluna, and I believe that was their signal that they were having an affair. And the way Nicole would let him know, you know, this is the right time, come on over, return her glasses, she'd leave them behind. They had a furious fight. He put up a tremendous battle against OJ. He was, you know, equipped with a knife and sliced and diced. OJ would later tell Ron Goldman's father that he had a very courageous son. And of course, there would have been no reason in the world for him to have said that had he not been there. Nicole, hearing the commotion, came out and was on the steps watching when OJ finished off Goldman, and he realized he couldn't Let her witness. He hit her on the head with the back of his knife. He knocked her unconscious. And because of what she'd seen, he couldn't let her live. He slit her throat. He did it so viciously, it nearly decapitated Nicole. Now, there are theories floating out there. The best, the most interesting by far, is by an attorney who claimed to have done extensive research and that OJ was guilty, but not of murder, blaming the offense on his son, Jason. I have a friend who called me this afternoon to tell me how, you know, he knew Jason had done it. Well, Jason didn't do it. Here's the key. And this was done with such viciousness. Such viciousness. Intensely personal. A woman who'd come up to an intersection, and this is halfway between Nicole and OJ's estate. There was a kind of a minor conflict, a traffic jam, and she said how this white Bronco without the lights on came out in a rush, and the driver started yelling and screaming to get out of the way, and it was OJ. Well, this was actually, this made her the key witness in the whole event. And Marcia Clark, who prosecuted, wouldn't let her testify. Why? Because she had sold her story to a tabloid, probably, I think it was the National Enquirer, for $5,000. Well, hell, that should not have intimidated Marcia. Let the defense try to attack her. But I'm telling you, this is what happened. Not only that, but OJ would later write a book about it. Now, the book was entitled, If I Did It, Confessions of the Killer. You can buy it on Amazon now. But they put the if in little teeny tiny, you couldn't even see it. So the headline was, If I Did It. He actually describes what I'd pieced together. I mean, there's confirmation right there for the story I've just related. And I am sure we're going to have calls today about OJ. And I'm open to everyone having their opinion, their take. So I just wanted to give you mine. And it's highly ironic that I shook the hand of the man who murdered Ron Goldman and O.J. Simpson. The civil trial, by the way, was conducted far better, more effectively by a brilliant attorney than Marcia Clark had, you know, just fumbled around. By the way, the key event of the trial, of course, was putting on the gloves. Those were O.J.'s gloves. They were skin-tight fitting. So Johnny Cochran said, well, you know, Your Honor, we can't contaminate. He's got to put on latex gloves in order to, before he can try them on. Well, if you put on latex gloves when you're about to try on skin-tight leather gloves, they're not going to fit. And that's where we heard the mantra, you know, if the gloves don't fit, you must acquit. But it was all contrived. It was all contrived. Just as phony as his trials against AJ, you know, Alex Jones, and by the way, I just watched it, and I'll just tell you, I can prove the whole thing is a hoax just from evidence in the video. The truth versus O.J. Simpson, I mean, the truth anything but. I mean, this is such a sham. This is so shabby. This is so disgusting. Well, we had an early sampler with O.J.'s case. I await your calls. Meanwhile, U.S. worried its drones failed to turn the tide in Ukraine. Well, pretty interesting, a truth seeker. Silicon Valley Skydio has sent hundreds of its most capable UAVs to Ukraine to help fight the Russians, but the technology has not performed well. Details. And this is from the Wall Street Journal. Skydio's drones keep going off course and being lost due to Russian electronic warfare system. The country has gone back to developing and building a new fleet. That's pretty damn interesting. Thus, we also get from Zero Hedge. U.S. drones are expensive and error-prone, so Ukraine turns to China. Drones from American startups are glitchy and expensive, prompting Ukraine to turn to alternatives from China. Most small drones from the U.S. startups have failed to perform in combat. Dashing company hopes that a badge of being battle-tested would bring the startup sale and attention. It's also bad news for the Pentagon, which needs a reliable supply of thousands of small unmanned aircraft. So the Pentagon is distraught over this, too. Meanwhile, we have day 187. Roundtable, high-tech genocide from the electronic intifada. Israel is using AI, artificial intelligence, to compile kill lists that defined almost anyone in Gaza as an Hamas operative to be targeted for death from the sky. Israel uses these AI systems to justify its indiscriminate bombing, often destroying entire buildings on top of their inhabitants. Let me add, they seem to have an algorithm that says if you're going to, you know, if it's a lower ranking Hamas, then you can kill up to 10 innocent civilians. If it's a higher ranking, up to 100. That's what's going on here. Now, if you have a lot of data, of course, to sort through, then AI, of course, is an excellent way to do it. We have more about it. Oons.com, another story. Automated murder. Israel's AI in Gaza. Zurich. Technological change, while it helps humanity meet the challenges nature imposes upon us, leads to a paradigm shift. It leaves us less capable, not more, of using our intellectual capacities. It diminishes our minds in the long run. We strive to improve ourselves while risking a regression to the Stone Age if our ever more complex, ever more fragile technological infrastructure collapses. Let me just say, that is a brilliant observation. Students today are barely capable of elementary arithmetical operation. Why? Because they just turn to their computers. If they don't have an idea of whether a computer answer is roughly right or wrong, of course, they can be completely played by the answer, which might be wildly incorrect. If they have a misplaced decimal, what have you, when they enter the figure, they may be incapable of recognizing the difference between right and wrong. And that's because the idea of artificial intelligence is to have inanimate machines perform tasks that in the past required human minds. But if we can become excessively dependent upon them, we may lose our practical capacity to perform the tasks that we've assigned to the machine. Now, some are more complex. You know, when you're talking about sorting out millions of data points, the human mind may be incapable of doing that, depending on the nature of the data. If it's merely visual, like pixels, you know, a million pixels might fit together perfectly well to constitute an image. But there are many contexts in which AI would be an invaluable assistant. But you got to recognize it should only be viewed as that. And as some of you may know in other contexts, because this is one of my areas of specialization, I've done a huge amount on AI and cognitive science and computer science. I founded an international journal, Minds and Machines, which just took off like a rocket. Some said I had the best editorial board they'd ever seen for any magazine, and I had been very thoughtful about doing that because the quality of a publication is highly dependent upon the quality of its editorial board. Well, it's an interesting situation because while most of the articles I was publishing, and of course you got teams of referees, blah, blah, were supportive of the computational model of the mind, according to which human minds operate on the same principles as digital machines. My own research, however, led me to the opposite conclusion, to wit that these machines were not thinking things. And they did not succeed because human minds function on the basis of signs, things that stand for other things in some respect or other, like a photograph or a statue or a painting stands for that it represents in the photograph or the statue or the painting, or based on cause and effect relationships, smoke, inferring fire, heat, fire, red dots and an elevated temperature, measles, sometimes requiring experts to interpret. And then the symbolic at the higher level, mere habitual association between words and things, like the word horse, H-O-R-S-E, doesn't look like a horse, doesn't run any races and sometimes win them. But by habit, we can associate, and thus you have different natural languages who have different words they associate with similar things. Where the foundation of all this is concepts, which are constellations of properties in a certain arrangement. That's one of the first words a child acquires is ball. For example, it's round, squishy, you can throw it, chew it, has these various properties. So different languages have different names or labels for the same concepts. In any case, my work demonstrated, because these computers operate on the basis of strings of digits, zeros, ones, high and low voltage, that don't stand for anything for the machine, they are not capable of being thinking things. Plus, human thought transitions go from one type of association of these various sorts to another. You know, looking out a window in my home in Duluth when we were residing there, which we did for 19 years, was just covered with fog. And that led me to think of a similar representation of nothing but fog on a postcard that said Seattle, which of course is a name habitually associated with Seattle, which is frequently covered with fog. And to think about my son, Brett, who lives there, and how his senior thesis for Reed was a play where I and one of my brothers, who was the first to graduate from Santa Cruz with a major in English and psychology, couldn't make heads or tails of it, where my wife's sister thought was the most depressing thing she'd ever read. When he and his mother, who we were then divorced, watched, it was an hilarious comedy. I mean, I knew he had a gift for this because he could tell how well it would play on the stage. The point is, I'm talking about association thought transitions that human beings perform based upon their personal histories that involve these semiotic associations, things that look like other things or cause or effects of other things or habitually associated with other things and more. So here I was editing an international journal, most of the articles of which were built within the paradigm of a computational model, where I was, along with John Searle of the University of California, Berkeley, the foremost critics, opponents. Interesting stuff. In any case, these are tasks AI can perform. Well, the problem being you have a methodology can put to use for the good or can be put to use for the bad. Thus, bodies buried in mass grave at El Shefa Hospital. You go online and there's just a mass of articles about it. The smell of death is everywhere. Bodies exhumed from mass graves at El Shefa. Death and ruin that causes shattered El Shefa Hospital. First bodies exhumed from mass graves at El Shefa Hospital after Israeli siege. It's all there. Meanwhile, we have Lloyd Austin claiming there's no evidence of genocide in Gaza. This is so lunatic. You think South Africa never brought the charge. You think the International Court of Justice had never reviewed the case. You think this guy, Ralph Waite, had not decimated Israel over its violation of the law. Here's Lloyd Austin denying. Unbelievable. Right back. Up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Health Simple with Colorado Shilajit, fact bit number 2. In Ayurvedic pharmacology, Shilajit is the king, Raja Yoga Vahayana. Rasayana is one of the comprehensive disciplines of Ayurveda. It comprises of specialized uses of herbal minerals to achieve the optimum state of health. Rasayana is a path to achieve homeostasis and thus retarding the process of aging and the prevention of diseases. Shilajit stands alone as the king herbal mineral over all other earth-made substances. Within Rasayana, Shilajit is the ultimate substance that improves quality of plasma and blood. Thus, it strengthens and promotes health to all tissues of the body. Legit Shilajit, like Colorado Shilajit,
is as the literal Sanskrit translation implies. Shilaji is the conqueror of mountains and the destroyer of weakness.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
I'm so excited to have you as part of the Wild Pastures family, and we look forward to bringing you the pasture-raised meats that you and your family will love. Now, we started Wild Pastures because so many of my clients would tell me they just couldn't find high-quality pasture-raised meats, and even when they did, it was so expensive that they couldn't afford to eat it regularly. Now, I'm not talking about the bottom-of-the-barrel healthy meats that have claims like natural or free-range or even cage-free, terms that were actually created by the industrial food industry to make us feel all warm and fuzzy about buying their low quality products. I'm talking about truly nourishing pasture-raised meats, the kind that you'll never really find in a grocery store. Our farmers are doing things beyond organic. Our beef is 100% grass-fed and grass-finished and raised on pastures free from chemicals and other pesticides. Our chickens are 100% pasture-raised, where they get their natural diet of grass and forage and insects. We will never settle for free-range, which is actually one of the most deceptive terms in the chicken industry. In fact, less than 0.1% of the chicken consumed in the United States is truly pasture-raised in the way that ours is. And our pork is 100% pasture-raised as well. So if you care about where your food comes from, then you have definitely made it to the right place. As a Wild Pastures member, you'll be supporting the most highly principled farmers in America and getting the most nutrient-dense, nourishing, and sustainable meats in the world. I'm confident you'll love being part of our mission at Wild Pastures, and you will really love the delicious, nourishing meats that we're going to deliver straight to your door.
Visit republicbroadcasting.org and click the Wild Pastures banner ad. Secure a shipment today. Beef, poultry, and pork. Raised the way nature intended.
Rigby picks up the rice in the church where a wedding has been. Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Who is it for? All the lonely people. Where do they all come from? All the lonely people. Where do they all belong?
Well, here we have Kevin Barrett writing. All it would take to stop the genocide is one phone call. He's absolutely right about that. Here's a rumble. He had Mubarak just, I'd let you know that after I took down the paywall at the end of January at the behest of my subscribers, and went up, well, that's where Kevin's explaining about his blog. Thus, he's got an interview with Tim Anderson on Press TV, where I used to make a regular appearance until my Sandy Hook event. Kevin is explaining how frustrating it is so many innocent women and children and elderly are being killed at the international community as the international community sits idly by. And I think that's right, idly by. Indeed, I think the frustration is growing and growing and growing. There might have been an attack today by Iran on Israel, but apparently they were following wise counsel and held back because the United States has been trying to bait them into an attack. Israel would like nothing more, hoping to draw the United States into an all-out assault on Iran. Well, it hasn't happened yet, and I hope will not happen. Meanwhile, we thought perhaps that phone call had actually taken place. But here you have antiwar.com reporting. Biden walks back call for Israel to declare a ceasefire in Gaza. He's sticking to his position of linking a temporary ceasefire to a hostage deal and says it's up to Hamas. President Biden Wednesday walked back a call for Israel to declare a 6 to 8 week ceasefire in Gaza, saying the troops must be tied to a hostage deal, and that was up to Hamas. The comments came a day after an interview aired in which Biden appeared to say Israel should unilaterally declare a temporary ceasefire, which would have marked a major shift in policy, according to the Times of Israel. The White House had already walked back the call, saying he's referring to a hostage deal being negotiated. Well, Biden's full of shit. We know that anyway. He's not even the real Biden. But because of this equivocation, Trump is attacking him. Also, antiwar.com, Biden has totally abandoned Israel. Those of us who have hoped that Trump would become more critical of Israel may find this disconcerting. Former President Trump said Wednesday, that would be yesterday, that President Biden has totally abandoned Israel and said any Jewish Americans who vote for Democrats this November should have their heads examined. Trump has been critical of Israel for sharing images and videos of its destruction of Gaza, saying that's why it's losing public and international support. But Trump has also signaled he will strongly support a genocidal campaign against Palestinians in the Strip. This sounds very reminiscent of Henry Kissinger's observation of facts don't matter. All that matters are perceptions. Trump saying the slaughter's okay, but you've mishandled the perception. Bad, bad, bad. I don't like that at all. Meanwhile, Mossad, suspected as U.S. sanctioned Hamas financier, found murdered near Beirut. Does anyone have any doubt about what happened here? Antiwar.com. In 2019, the United States sanctioned the Lebanese man Muhammad Sarour on accusations that he funneled tens of millions from Iran's Quds forces to the Qassam Brigades, the arm wing of Hamas, yesterday. He was found murdered in a villa in Betmeri near Beirut after having gone missing for nearly a week. Seymour was found shot more than five times in possession of an undisclosed sum of money, which the killers did not take. The immediate suspicion was he was assassinated by Israel's Mossad. Yes, absolutely. Meanwhile, and this relates to what I was momentarily reporting, U.S. thinks Iranian retaliation against Israel is imminent. U.S. and its allies believe Iranian retaliation or the Israeli bombing of Iran's consulate in Syria is imminent, Bloomberg reported Wednesday. Sources told Bloomberg that based on U.S. and Israeli intel, Iran or its allies in the region could launch a major missile and drone attack on military and government targets inside Israel in the coming days. But as I'm saying, it appears wiser heads have prevailed. Get this now, because that's what's coming to the United States. Government vows to increasing deportations as violent crime explodes in Germany. Think about it. You got about untrained, uneducated foreigners who have no skills. What are they going to do? They're going to perform crime. It's exploding in Germany. I'll be right back.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey there, are you gonna wait till the cows come home to get your new ease off drop and lift?
What in the world is an ease off drop and lift?
All Ease Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
Because that's what we can expect right here in the USA. Remember, these nations are emptying their prisons and their insane asylums and sending them all here to the United States, which is becoming a massive sewer dump. Violent crime has exploded to a 15-year high in Germany. New data shows 41% of crime suspects are foreigners. And that figure is not representative of reality, because millions of migrants have already been naturalized. Overall, there's been a massive 14.5% increase in the number of non-German suspects of violent crime. Well, what else would you expect? I mean, Biden's bringing them here by giving them all these freebies. Well, what happens when the freebies run out? Or maybe the freebies are never going to run out. They're getting benefits overwhelmingly greater than we give to our veterans, our own homeless, our own people in need, our poor. It's a disgrace. Absolute abdication of responsibility, form of treason. They're using our taxpayer money to bring migrants into the United States illegally. They're going to destroy our economy. They're going to wage war against us, and they're commit unlimited crime. Meanwhile, EU officials warn of the dangers of bird flu, lament a lack of immune defenses against it. This sounds like another scamdemic. I wouldn't be, understand what's going on here. We got Mike Adams. This is from Natural News talking about it. He's been doing a great job for years and years. Well, here's a good one. Bad news for Biden. Independent voters have gone on to politically motivated indictments of Trump. We talk about this all the time. The Democrat election strategy of hurling indictment at Donald Trump, not only failing to get him out of their way, it's actually been backfiring massively, waking up the undecided moderate voters to the reality of the tyrannical Democrat Party. Far left, Democrat voters have been celebrating the corrupt indictment, but it certainly seems they're in the minority. 8 undecided voters in battleground state were recently asked how they felt about the legal attacks against President Trump, and they revealed that the timing of the indictments had convinced them that it's all just politically motivated nonsense. The voters from Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, 3 of the most critical swing states, were questioned as part of a new project designed to feel out how undecided voters are feeling heading into the November. Asked if the indictments would influence their vote, one named Sean said, "I just think they're a political force. If this was such a big deal, we have a policy in America, right to a speedy trial. Why was this brought up in 2020 or 2021? Another voter named Omar, who backed Joe Biden in 2020, said it pretty clear our DOJ has been weaponized against Trump and more. Meanwhile, get this. Trump orders milkshakes for his Chick-fil-A customers. In a video, a black supporter declaring, "We support you," goes viral. Donald Trump visited Chick-fil-A in Atlanta, Georgia, Wednesday, creating quite a stir, not just in the restaurant, but across social media as well. The presumptive GOP nominee was seen ordering 30 milkshakes and also some chicken for customers. "I know this menu better than you do," he joked with employees. "I probably know it better than anybody in here." Obviously, he likes Chick-fil-A. The media had a typical knee-jerk reaction, trying to find a negative on a pretty cool story. The New York Daily News denounced the visit as an attempt to woo local voters. Left-wing outlet Axios also questioned, is this coming out of his wallet or his campaign funds? Here we got a bit of a video here.
"I have 30 milkshakes and also some chicken. I'm going to take care of the customers. Is business good? You're making a lot of money? Get rich, right?" "Thank you guys very much. You know where you go. We like each other, right?"
And the guy's a political genius, I got to tell you. I don't think we've ever had anyone who knew how to use marketing, television, you know, the media in general, except they're all orchestrated against him. I mean, it ought to be overwhelming landslide, even across all the media, if they were corrupt and controlled by the Zionists, by Israel. Meanwhile, Fox News banned Trump supporters from the air for this ugly reason. Fox News and Donald Trump are still locked in a cold war, despite Trump being the GOP nominee. Now Trump learned a disturbing truth. Fox has banned Trump supporters for an ugly reason. Here we have Huck's Tara Palmieri reported in her The Best and the Brightest newsletter, 2016 campaign manager and White House senior counselor Kelly Conway is rejoining the fold. She wrote, "One of the benefits of Trump bringing Conway back into the campaign is that Fox will book her as a surrogate on prime shows. Conway still has Trump's ear and serves as a rare high-level surrogate on Fox." She also wrote, "Trump campaign struggled to book surrogates on Cable News as a network that blacklisted Trump supporters. The truth is, the Trump campaign could use more surrogates, many of whom were blacklisted from the news networks after the 2020 campaign. It wasn't a shock to see CNN and MSNBC ban Trump supporters as those are liberal propaganda outlets courting Democrat viewers who want to help Democrats with election. But in general, this is an aversion by the mainstream player to platform election deniers, an issue that played out most memorably last week with NBC's whirlwind hiring and firing of McDaniel, who is a former head of the RNC. Let me just say, yesterday, my wife has an addiction to MSNBC, and what I like about it is it tells me how the left is spinning the news. Well, Nicole Wallace, who in my opinion is maybe their biggest gun as a smooth propagandist, was interviewing John Bolton. And she thought she'd get out of Bolton just a massive support for Biden and degradation of Trump, but it didn't happen. Bolton was telling Nicole Wallace he thought neither Trump nor Biden were qualified, fit for office. She was appalled. He went on and on explaining how he was going to be voting for a third-party candidate. He was on 20 or 30 minutes. She was very embarrassed, very embarrassed. I mean, Bolton, I got to give him credit for this. He was speaking his mind. He was being very candid. And while I think he's a despicable guy, I mean, he's a neocon. He's all for wars and, you know, killing people and all this other bullshit. But here he was speaking candidly, and Nicole didn't like it. It was fascinating to watch. It was the single most interesting interview I've ever seen on MSNBC. Meanwhile, after anti-Israel protesters shut down the Senate cafeteria, this was a good thing. I meant to report this yesterday. We got a swift taste of justice. Now, this is from PJ Newsletter, which I've in the past thought was, you know, okay. But in fact, they're just coming out with pro-Israel, anti-Palestinian propaganda. Very disappointing. Because I applaud this protest. Although Democrats and the media refuse to cover, a growing number of progressives and average Americans are turning on Israel. Not only, I'd say average Americans. These radical leftists have joined Israel-hating Arabs to call for the destruction of the Jewish nation. They have staged protests in large cities, including Dearborn, Michigan. They've even accused Democrats like Joe Biden of helping Israel commit genocide. Gee, I wonder why. I wonder why they would accuse Democrats like Joe Biden of helping Israel commit genocide. Maybe because he's providing the bombs, the planes, the weapons to commit genocide? Could that be the reason? I mean, PJ Newsletter, give me a break. Meanwhile, and this is a serious piece here from DEFCON News. The Obama fundamental transformation of our American system of justice has created a variable shithole that has been taken beyond being arbitrary and capricious to having become malicious, pernicious, prejudicial, and predictably corrupt. And listen, based on my own experience with the law in the Circuit Court, the Court of Appeals, the Supreme Court of Wisconsin, and the United States Supreme Court, he's got it right. By the time Douglas Mackey received a prison sentence for posting an anti-Hillary meme, the selectivity and unconstitutionality of our justice system had become frightening and pervasive. Mackey's case raised questions about free speech and over-criminalization, as well as a politicized criminal legal system. The Bill of Rights was written to be broken by the judiciary, right? Wrong. Any and all infringement of the Bill of Rights is unconstitutional. And at some point soon, Douglas McKay will be released and litigated for wrongful litigation for wrongful imprisonment will follow. Let me say, this is a serious piece. I encourage you all. Here's something else also on the right side. Don't play God. Pope Francis takes a stand against gender theory. long a defender of LGBTQ plus rights, the Bishop of Rome has come out and denounced attempts to deny sexual differences between men and women. Much like a seasoned politician, Pope Francis, seemingly anxious about disturbing his 1.3 billion flock, seems to be sitting on the fence when it comes to issues related to LGBTQ plus community. In July 2013, his notorious, "Who am I to judge" statement was graciously received by the alternative lifestyle community. However, now Francis' outspoken remarks on gender-affirming surgery have provoked heated debate in the United States, where the liberals are staunch supporters of alternative lifestyles. Regarding gender theory, whose scientific coherence is a subject of considerable debate among experts, the church recalls that human life, in all its dimension, both physical and spiritual, is a gift from God. This gift is to be accepted with gratitude and placed in the service of the good. Desiring a personal self-determination, as gender theory prescribes, apart from this fundamental truth that human life is a gift, amounts to a concession to the age-old temptation to make oneself God, entering into competition with the true God of love revealed to us in the gospel. Good statement. Would have liked it to have come years ago. Meanwhile, Americans are shocked by a new official appointed by Biden. Here's what she wants to do to the United States. This is a woman who served, of course, in the Obama administration. Recently, Biden's Secretary of State announced the appointment of Zachla Carr Johnson, a progressive who previously worked for Barack Obama, to serve as state's chief of diversity. Here's what she thinks of America from Fox. The Biden admin's new State Department diversity chief previously called America a failed historic model and demanded the destruction of tradition at every juncture on the altar of anti-racism. Secretary of State Blinken announced last week the appointment of Johnson as her chief diversity inclusion officer. Johnson embraces a feminist leadership style, but one that counters white-centered feminism trends and narratives. In order to make any change, we've literally got to be about the work of dismantling that traditional structure at every juncture. In other words, she's one who favors taking down all the statues, destroying all traditions, even law enforcement in the United States. Meanwhile, turns out libraries all over America have turned into junkie, drug, and sex zones, and no one cares. Andrew Anglin on Oons.com. You might not know this, but libraries are an awesome place to get high and have sex with strangers in public. That's the nature of the transformation into a utopia. Places that used to be used for education for children have become places for unique individuals to engage in joyful activities. How bad is that? Meanwhile, we have the Babylon Bee, American transition to idiocracy, running ahead of schedule. U.S. lawmakers and power brokers across the United States were proud to announce that America's transition to being an idiocracy is currently running far ahead of schedule. The shift has been in progress for several decades, but has made significant advancement in recent years, with many members of Congress now fully on board and operating as the key members of the country's idiotic government. "We become morons much more quickly than anticipated," said Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. "Though it initially seemed like an impossible feat or hard work to turn the United States into a nation governed by total imbeciles, is nearly complete. We've succeeded in weeding out the country's best and brightest and replaced them with drooling dolts. There's now light at the end of the tunnel. The dream of a nation run entirely by idiots is within reach." proponents of the transition to Idiocracy, cite a recent statement made by Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee regarding the moon and sun as clear evidence the plan is ahead of schedule. When she offered brief comment, "What I said is correct. Once you realize that cars are made of cheese and rain is actually falling tears from crying birds, everything else makes sense." At publishing time, Jackson Lee had proposed a plan for NASA to launch a mission to colonize the sun.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hey, do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the ones in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, or fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you'll see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Check us out at SusannahSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S, Secret.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, here are five stories confirming the idiocracy we have become, if anyone has any doubt. FBI whistleblower reports FBI taught agents pro-lifers are more dangerous than Islamic terrorists. Here's another. Democrats block amendment to require informing people if they're eating bugs. Democrats don't want you to know. Ann Coulter, the New York Times celebrates a beautiful humanity on death row. She starts talking about some of the cases they're lauding as wonderful people on death row. Here's another. We're going to lose a major war. U.S. Navy deletes photo of ship commander firing a rifle with a backwards scope. The scope is mounted backwards. Here's another. If you watch certain YouTube videos and the FBI demanded your Google activity is going to be all over you. I mean, this is all just disgusting. Idiocracy indeed. Meanwhile, teachers, parents fight the Israeli lobby smears against Berkeley schools. This is from the Electronic Intifada. Two major Israeli lobby organizations have joined forces to file a federal complaint against the Berkeley Unified School District in California, alleging administrators have ignored severe and persistent targeting of Jewish students over the last 6 months of Israel genocide in Gaza. Mind you, Berkeley's always been a high center for activism, and the kids are fed up with the genocide. So, of course, the Israeli lobbies interpret any criticism of Israel as anti-Semitism. It's absurd, but there it is. Meanwhile, are we winning? Interesting piece by Gregory Hood on how censorship has simply taken control. No more free speech, making it, he suggests, the best and the worst of times. Last but not least, NASA has spotted an object speeding around the moon. It turns out we're not looking at a UFO or an unidentified lunar object, because there's a perfectly human explanation for the apparition. It turns out the Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter's image was photobombed by the Korean Aerospace Research Institute Korea Pathfinder Lunar Orbiter, otherwise known as Danuri, which is traveling in nearly parallel orbits. If Korea has an object that's traveling around the moon, perhaps they could send back some images showing, in fact, there are no relics whatsoever from the alleged moon landings of the past. I guarantee you, they ain't there. I'll be right back to take your calls.
One of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Truth.
Well, welcome to the second hour of Authentic News right here on RBN Live. This 11th day of April, 2024. I'm your host, Jim Fetzer, taking your calls. First up today, Dan from Washington. Dan, join the conversation.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. About the O.J. Simpson trial, I was watching the TV show with the, it was Marcia Clark, the defense, or the actual prosecutor. But she was saying there should have been a mistrial because this Judge Alito was so corrupt. Remember, he had all these trophies on his desk. People were sending him trophies, and he'd put it on the desk. He was trying to, he was being turned into a movie star, and he liked it. And he let all this, so he was a very corrupt judge. And, anyway, when I was in the Army, I came from a pretty white area, but, I was always open-minded, but I was surprised how basically like 90% of the black people in the break room and who I was friends with, they basically thought that the LA police framed, they're so racist that they framed OJ, you know, and then they made the trial about whether that cop ever said the N-word or not. But it was just weird to see how they all kind of fell for that stupid logic, you know. So it's kind of a sign of things to come about America, you know. The corrupt Jewish lawyers, and then you got the corrupt Asian person, you know, manipulating mobs of angry black people, you know. That's kind of like the start of a lot of that.
Let me offer a couple of thoughts, Dan. I don't think Alito was corrupt. I think he was starstruck. And what that meant was he simply wasn't balanced and objective in his judgment. It wasn't corruption in the ordinary sense. But I do think he turned out not to be the right judge for the case. But he became a celebrity himself. Second of all, if you're going to defend a clear-cut case like this, which ought to have been a slam dunk, but you've got a celebrity whom everyone adores. I mean, no one ever thought of O.J. as black. Everyone just liked O.J. I was at the home of a friend in Ann Arbor, Michigan, when the story broke about the slow-motion Bronco chase, and I was saying, O.J. couldn't have done it, you know, just based on my impression of O.J., he couldn't have done it. And my wife says, sure he could have. You don't know anything about the guy. She turned out to be right, as she has in so many other cases. But in the third place, if you're going to try to defend the guy, you got to have an alternative theory. And the right way to go would have been to claim that he had been framed. Yeah, he was not framed. The gloves did fit. They were just very clever the way they went about defending him. And by the way, I want to amend my timeline. I think that when Ron came in, that Nicole already was aware he was there and came out to greet him. But O.J. was there. And as soon as he saw Nicole, he knocked her out. Then he had his altercation with Ron, who put up a hell of a fight. But O.J. sliced and diced him. And then realizing when there was blood all over the place, when Nicole awakened, she'd be a witness, you know, that she would be able to identify him, obviously. And that's when he cut her throat so severely it nearly decapitated her. Give us a final thought, Dan, a final thought.
I remember watching that. I think it was Naked Gun series. He just made one of those, too, I think.
He was a good comedic actor. And he played a good role in Capricorn One. If anyone has never seen that, Capricorn One is about a purported man mission to Mars, and ostensibly, just as they're about to enter the space capsule, the spaceship to launch, they're intercepted by the administrator, takes them off, and explains they discovered a glitch in the program. They would have died on return, so instead they're going to fake it. And they take him off to a location in the desert, and they do reporting from the desert, but they escape. They manage to escape. And there are three of them who are trying to escape: James Brolin and the guy who played DA on Law and Order, and OJ. They were the three astronauts, and it turns out that they use a single grainy feed to track the trip, just as they did for the moon landing. In other words, Capricorn 1 actually exposes how they faked us out of our jocks over the moon landing. Dan, a final thought again, a final.
John, a different subject. The caller from New York that people called in and said he got banned, that you guys were talking about viruses. From what I remember, you know, it wasn't because he had a different theory on viruses. It's because he started calling in saying that basically Republic needs to be kind of shut down because it's giving out disinformation. And then that means,
okay.
Stat Miller. And
okay.
That,
okay.
That,
okay. That, yeah, that, I get it. I'm doing what I.
That,
I'm doing what I can to manage all of this, Dan. We don't need to go there. I like your questions about OJ, but I'm dealing with the other. Take my word for it. Thanks,
anyway,
Dan.
Thanks. No, real quick, one quick point. Do you notice American media? I really, once cable news came in and you had CNN, after OJ, I just noticed the mainstream media acting more of like a sensational distraction rather than actual.
Oh, you mean because it drew such huge numbers, they decided maybe going a little more tabloid was good for business. That wouldn't surprise me, Dan. I think you're probably right about that. Good point.
Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate it.
Thanks for the call. Lauren in Ohio. Lauren, join the conversation.
Yeah, I'm just going to go off of what he's, you know, going on. This whole thing, it's an illusion. You know, TV and cell phones, it's a drug. When Sean Parker said that they wanted 100% of your attention, that's what they meant. They use the same algorithms that you use for gambling. The dopamine stimulation, you get your hit, check your phone. If you have a cell phone, you're basically an Android. And I mean, I'm including myself in, I love me some RBN on a cell phone. So, but what I'm saying is people have lost control. It's the same thing with the television. I find that the thing that I'm addicted to is TV. You know, I love some Star Trek. I love some, you know, Jason Bourne or some, you know what I mean? Some romance movies, but it what it's doing is consuming your time and building a world. And so when I look at Divergent, and they're talking about in the first one, where the military sect, the people who are supposed to defend you, oops, they get their mind taken over. They shoot them in the neck with a drug when they graduate, and then they mind control them to be wiping out all of the peasants, all of the people. And what did they do with this COVID shot? That's what they did. That was an uplink. It was a platform so that they can link you when what's his name? Musk keeps talking about his satellites in space and
yeah,
they're going to uplink you. Well, you don't need to put a chip in anybody. Well, if you took a COVID shot, your body will build a link. In your brain, the graphene oxide, it's electromagnetic. It turns you into a battery. If they use the battery patent, that's Bill Gates' patent. I mean, this stuff, you can look it up. And yes, there is a coronavirus. It's a real virus. But the thing that they're hitting you with is not that. It's a modified RNA. It's genetically engineered and chimeric pathogens, weaponry built to destroy you. So
yeah.
We keep bickering amongst each other. We keep attacking each other while they're running off with everything, bringing in the new population, unvaxxed, full of testosterone, full of sunshine, vitamin D, you know, and huffing drug-resistant diseases that we have no, you know, resistance to. While they took our immune systems out, those people that took the COVID shots, that attacks your P53 tumor suppression cascade that comes out of your thyroid. that attacks your ability to defend against infection. And these, like I said, are weapons. They're not a virus. They're not a bacteria. They have no cell wall. It is programming. It hacks into the cell, takes over the organelles, and makes copies of itself that then just goes into the next set of cells until it takes you over. Okay, so you're looking at it. This is a bigger, deeper thing. But here's my thing. I listen to people talking about the politics, Trump or Biden, this or that. The whole thing, again, if you turn the television off and take away the cell phones, like, don't use them except to use them. Like, I use it so that I can access you, get to information, and converse with the people, share information. As we go back and forth, iron sharpens iron, we all get smarter. But the deal is, this thing where you are obeying this government, you're giving them money to do these wars in Ukraine, to do these wars and kill all these Palestinians, Christians in Gaza. All the things that are happening are your fault because you're giving the fruit of your labor, your energy, the thing that Sean Parker said he wanted. They want 100% of your attention. If they've got your attention, they've got your energy. If you're playing video games, you're not, you know, making plumbing work or growing corn or, you know, building a whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's no production. So if there's no production, there's no product to then distribute to support the life, the bodies. So those bodies now, well, Bill Gates says they're going to give you bug meat. Tyson says they're going to get rid of all the chickens, bring in the foreigners, give them your money, and then make bug meat for you. I mean, so the problem is us. We need to have a vision. A man without vision is lost, is what the Bible says. We have to have a vision of those people, Anthony Fauci, Obama, Clinton, all of them. We have to have a vision of them in cages, awaiting their trials. We need to pull that Constitution up. That's what unites us. And I know the Constitution's not perfect. What I'm saying is it is a set of chains for them if we'll use it. And we choose not to use it. We choose to bicker amongst each other about, well, I know people that don't pay taxes and they went to jail. Are you not understanding that you are a creation that is a gift to you, that no man has a right to control or extort or extract the fruit of your labor to his benefit, to his desires, without your free will contract? These are things that are in the document, the Constitution. We don't even know what it says. Although we can't read, we can't write cursive. Why? Because the children are in school. Well, why are they there? So again, my solution to this is first, obey God, Ten Commandments. Even if you're an atheist, we can agree. Let's not steal from each other, bear false witness against each other, you know, covet each other's stuff. Let's all just get in the game. If you don't have skill sets, let's develop them. There's internet, you can learn anything. What do you love? What did you love when you were young? Start doing that real thing and producing again. It's necessary. If a man doesn't work, nor shall he eat. That's the truth of the way it works. Now, we can have our feelings and we can, sigh and oh, we have to have all these programs and blah, blah, blah. Honey, it's all going away. If you haven't figured it out yet, you already read an article about if we don't keep expanding, then we start contracting. And there's not enough debt being generated because the game, the jig is up. They've moved your manufacturing base to China. So we have to go back to work. Keep your money in your pocket. Stop paying taxes you don't owe. Roger Sales, he's been doing some great shows with some of your hosts, Blackbird 9, and, you know, but you do not owe the fruit of your labor to another man. And the cowardice and the ignorance that you're using to stay in that space that you don't have to deal, well, you will have to deal with all these brown skins they're emptying out of prisons and mental institutions into your country. And the judges, you just said another story about somebody defending their life, and they're on trial. It's, okay, well, you can keep going with it, but I would stop. So,
Lauren, give us a final thought. You've been covering a lot of territory. Give us a final thought.
Well, the beautiful thing about it is that all is handled with keep your money in your pocket, stop paying taxes you don't owe. Keep your children in your home, control their education and what they're exposed to. And that means turning off that television and taking away those cell phones. This is, they're building a world. Your children think it's real to the point where they're getting vaginas. Your boys want to be girls. Okay, so they're making world for them. You don't have to let that happen. And then boycott big business and set up your own small your own networks. Find the farmers. You know, start buying directly from each other, trading with each other.
Go ahead, thanks.
You don't need the license. Go get the plumber next door. You don't need, you know what I'm saying? Let's build and do our own.
Thanks for all that, Lauren. You've given us a life plan here. Remarkable. Thanks so much. Hey, Tom in Florida. Tom, join the conversation.
Yeah, can you hear me, Jim?
Yep.
Yeah, we love Lauren. What info? But hey, Jim, the juice has been cut loose. The juice is loose. No more loose. And he didn't go up in the news. So you remember I told you a couple days ago, Jim, about O.J.? Does his life matter? I mean, remember we were talking about that the other day, Jim?
Go ahead, Tom.
Hello? Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I was talking about OJ 2 days ago, and then this happened. You know, like I said, they said if the glove don't fit, you got to quit. I still say that OJ actually didn't do that. What you think? I don't think he wanted to stab Nicole. I believe there's another guy. I think he was an accessory to the fact. I think he was just trying to scare her. And the other guy that he's with took it way overboard because it was getting very insane at that juncture. So I still say that OJ was an accessory. He was guilty, but I don't believe he was culpable at actually doing cutting her head off almost. I don't know.
Tom, listen, these were crimes of passion. OJ was the guy. He was so infatuated with Nicole. He was so angry with Ron Goldman. He was jealous.
Yeah.
She was a witness. He took no pleasure in decapitating her nearly. I mean, he did it, I'm sure, with great remorse. But no, I have found no reason to believe there was anyone else with him. I respect your right to your opinion, Tom, and you've been talking about it. But let's set that aside for now. Do you have other issues on your mind, of which I'm certain? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, you know, Jim, it's like the old Irish proverb goes, our lives are short, our deaths are near, and why on earth do you need to learn that here? So what is right and what is wrong? Because soon enough, we'll all be gone. So, you know, that's what I'd want to throw that out there with OJ and everybody else's, all these demon rats that are criminals that we got in our Congress. But, you know, you were talking earlier today, Jim, about these illegals you're talking about the Democrat Party, which should be illegal. That should be an illegal party because they're all a bunch of Marxist Bolshevik communists in my book. And they're passing. They don't want to convict Mayorkas, who's a criminal. Biden's a criminal. They're not going to. They're probably in the Senate. They're going to try to skate this off, but it ain't going to work because I think the Senate, if they try this, I think the Senate will one day be 65 Republicans or maybe 70 because American population is going to go insane if they let this guy Mayorkas skate. And Biden, with this illegal incursion of our country, American citizens getting murdered, the drug cartels getting multiple billions and billions of dollars. It's unbelievable. And I believe we're not looking at the big picture. This guy, Manuel Obrador, is allowing this invasion, Jim. Why? Why is this guy not sealing that southern Mexican border off? And why don't they stay in Mexico where they already speak Espanol? Why are they coming to a country that they don't even speak the language? All these other groups. Why?
Because we're giving them all this free stuff, Tom. Because we're giving them all this free stuff.
No, it's more than that, Jim. It's more than the free stuff. They're going to try to breed with our women.
We're going to a break, Tom. Hang on. Carry over.
Lives in a dream, waits at the window, wearing the face that she keeps in a jar by the door. Is it for all the lonely
people? Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Let me just say a word about supporting RBN. I think, for most of us, $100 a month is a bit much. But say if you listen 5 days a week, do you think those shows are worth $1, a day? I would say if you're a regular listener, I think $20 a month would be totally reasonable. And if a lot of people do it, we're in great shape. So let me just encourage you to contemplate looking at it that way. Meanwhile, Tom, continue.
Yeah, Jim, I have to agree. I'm gonna give our donate some money to RBN, but I'm also gonna buy another $100 worth of Liberty stickers on tomorrow or by Saturday. I'm gonna order another 100 stickers. I can give them all out. My thought is this, Jim. Today they were talking these demon rats about the census, and all these Democrats do not. They say that the illegal aliens should be counted on the census, and the Republicans are saying, hell no, they're illegally here. What the hell does that tell you about these Marxist communist Democrats, Jim?
Of course.
They're trying to use the census so that they get to all these elections.
Tom, of course.
These Democrats are criminals, man.
Of course. We agree with you 100%. I mean, isn't it obvious? Of course. They're losing the vote of everyone in America. Nobody gives a damn about them. Get those black supporters at the Chick-fil-A. We support Trump. They do support Trump. The Latinos support Trump. All the transgender, all the sex in schools, kindergarten, anal sex, masturbation, all this stuff. It's repulsive. These are traditional Catholic believers. They are repudiating the Democrats. No one gives a damn about the Democrat Party anyway. It's sold out America, Tom. We agree with you.
Jim? I used to work for Dade County Transit. and every black friend I have, every one of them is a Republican. They'll never vote Democrat. In the state of Florida, Donald Trump's winning by 14 points in the state. You can look it up. He's going to crush Biden in the state. That's why Biden's not even bringing no money down here. But let's go back to the real truth of the matter here. This stinking shift, Adam Schiff, Shifty Shit Schiff, this criminal, what he did with that Russia collusion, spend $58 million to take Donald Trump out of power about Russia. This guy should be hung with a rope with Mayorkas. This Adam Kosher Schiff. This guy is a criminal. Yeah. A filthy, low-life criminal. And this guy's going to be a senator of California. Mexifornia. They're going to vote for this idiot.
Tom, it's hard to listen to you when you're screaming. Just dial it back a bit. Just a bit, okay? I'm all on your side, and I welcome you every day you call, and I think you have an important message. But sometimes, I mean, I've had others say the same thing. You know, just dial it down a tad, okay? That's all. In the delivery, not the message. The message stays the same.
Yeah, I get a little emotional at times because, you know, I sometimes have a little Cuban coffee,
A little emotional at times, yes.
Yeah, well, you know, Jim, I just get upset because, like I was mentioning, this guy Adam Schiff, this guy's taking taxpayer dollars and trying to lie to everybody in the country that Donald Trump was with Russia, which was a proven hoax, the hoax of hoax. And then this guy is running for United States Senator in Mexifornia. And you got these morons in that state. And I don't believe the white people are voting for this. How many illegal aliens are actually in the state, Jim? We don't even know the true matter. We don't even know what the true figure is.
Staggering number,
what's
Tom.
What's the true matter? It must be staggering, Jim. You know, I look at this whole scenario with these demon rats getting away with this filthy murder. What they do with the COVID. Nobody in Indonesia took the COVID shot, Jim. They're all on oxychloroquine, the pills. I know a bunch of people that lived in Indonesia, Jakarta, and they told me nobody over there took the Pfizer, Moderna. That was all a hoax, Jim. How many people in India took the damn COVID shot? I mean, come on, Jim. This whole thing has been a big stinking kosher cabal.
It has.
Don't be surprised, Jim, if this guy George Soros tries to buy RBN out. This guy Soros might be upset. Putting agents into buying RBN. This guy's buying up all the AM radio stations.
I know, it's outrageous. Tom, you're making a lot of really good points. Give me a final thought.
Well, my final thought, Jim, is, you know, like Dan was mentioning earlier on your show about OJ and the sensationalized media, ABC, NBC, CBS. I've been saying this for years on Michael Rivera's show. The Republican rich males of this country and females need to buy one of those major networks and turn it into a very conservative network. Like NBC would have been a perfect example. Elon Musk, Trump, get about 20 billionaires and buy out one of those major networks on primetime TV network station. And it will take the other two will go down like a ton of bricks. Because once the American people see one of those major networks putting out the real truth of the matter, all those other networks would fall like a deck of cards. They'll fold up. And billionaire white males that are conservative need to buy up one of those major networks, Jim. Otherwise, we're going to be in the same old circle.
Tom, I like it. When Tucker was at Fox, he was really doing a great job. He was drawing a staggering audience, greater than all the others combined. What a bloody shame. Thanks, Tom, for another great call. Thank you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org, T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123 at gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Paul in New Jersey, join the conversation, Paul.
Hello, Dr. Fetzer. Back in the early 90s, around Thanksgiving, I remember watching NBC football. And there was O.J. Simpson doing his, he was a bit of a commentator.
Yeah.
And I remember he actually had, like, gloves on at the football game, which is ironic. And I remember at the time saying to my brothers who were sitting next to me on the couch, we were watching the game, I personally don't like football. They took over the TV set. And I remember saying, why are they allowing a known wife beater to have a job as a commentator on NBC? I thought it was really odd, And so then he later goes on to, of course, commit the murders. And
But Paul, most people had no idea O.J. was a wife beater. He was a real popular guy. I don't think there's ever been a more popular celebrity in America than O.J. at the height of his fame. Remember when he was doing those Hertz commercials and leaping over luggage? I mean, people loved the guy. It was absolutely race neutral. Nobody gave a damn whether he was black or white. Everybody loved O.J. I bet he was the most popular celebrity in the country at the time. Go ahead.
Yeah, with me, though, because once I heard he was a wife beater, I'm like, oh, he's completely great.
Not with you. You are one guy out of hundreds of millions, right? So very few knew or cared. I mean, you're right about it being an issue. But I don't think it mattered in terms of their marketing and so forth. You know, go ahead.
Obviously, it was overlooked. And actually, it tells you a little bit about sports culture. You know, and I have a problem with American sports culture. That's a different call.
Yeah.
I also wanted to allude to, though, that during the trial, I remember thinking, why was he hanging out with this Cato Kalin guy? Remember? Now, Cato Kalin was kind of a, I guess, a handsome, boyish-looking, you know, friend of OJ's who would stay at his pool house. Remember that?
Yeah.
And it dawned on me, I know what he's there for. Cato Kalin was OJ's drug errand boy. In other words, OJ loved his drugs, and when you know, and Kalin would provide the drugs and also be the fall guy. In other words, he would carry the drugs in case they ever get pulled over by the police. And so, therefore, Cato goes to jail. He takes the blame. If the cops ever raided OJ's house, that's before the murder, the drugs would be in the pool house with Cato.
Yeah.
And that's what his job was.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. You know, OJ was on great terms with the cops. They were at his home all the time. I mean, you know, giving free drinks and palling around. I mean, with this world-famous celebrity. Give us another thought or two, Paul. Give us another thought or two.
Well, I do think he was probably on meth or cocaine that night because
he was on meth. Yeah. Yeah.
And one last point I want to talk about. You know, OJ isn't the only famous murderer who tried to escape justice and elude law enforcement when he was being arrested. The other one was John McAfee. Because, you know, John McAfee, he murdered a guy down in Belize, his neighbor named Gregory Fall.
You're talking and about McAfee, the virus killer? McAfee, antivirus? Or
yeah.
Are we different?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes. He's somebody. It was a very interesting story about how he eluded the police and he basically traveled through the jungle and went illegally into the adjoining country and eventually was able to make it back to the United States. And the murderer, they never found or arrested the murderer of Gregory Fall in Belize. Now, here's the point I just wanted to make about John McAfee, though. It was obviously he was behaving like a murderer because he was the murderer. And he was another drugged-up guy, a rich guy, a celebrity. And my big problem with this is, why was he on Alex Jones' show after it was obvious he was a murderer? And why don't the conspiracy theories ever go to somebody they like? Like, they didn't think, for some reason, Alex Jones had him on as a guest. And by the way, he was also on this network on Michael Rivera's show. And clearly the guy was a murderer. So my point is, I
can't answer that question, Paul, but things that are clear to you aren't necessarily clear to everyone else. I mean, it's just a fallacy to think that the way you view the world is the way other people view the world. I can't explain why he was on Alex Jones, but I doubt very much Alex thought of him as a murderer. I mean, what can I say? He was an interesting guy in other regards. He wasn't being featured because he'd killed somebody, right?
No, they were just enamored with his politics.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they were overlooking the possibility.
Or they just didn't know. Paul, you're overly reasoning about how you think things should be done and underestimating how things are done. I mean, my take here in this case, you're a real smart guy. I just think you're making a point that isn't very impressive. My opinion.
My point is, if you're dealing with somebody, you know, he escaped from the law and crossed over international borders, basically trying to elude the police. That's pretty suspicious behavior for a murder.
Paul, let me give you an illustration. You're giving news that's totally new to me, okay? I wouldn't know this about McAfee. And if he were being featured on a show, he'd be an interesting guy because of his work in relation to, you know, malware bytes and killing viruses on computer systems and that sort of stuff for which he's famous. So I think you're just assuming background knowledge that most of the world simply doesn't possess.
Well, it doesn't take much. You know, the murderer, Gregory Fall, predated, John McAfee being on Alex Jones's show as a guest. And my point is, why would you have an obvious murderer suspect on your show? It's like having OJ on your show.
Because they're not having him on because they're obvious murder suspects. Most people don't view them that way. Paul, I don't think this is a tough one at all. I think you're treating it as though it were a big deal when it's obvious it's a matter of common knowledge or not. This is not common knowledge.
Well, I myself,
who am very much a follower of the news, is unaware of it. I mean, it's news to me. Then I say the average guy who doesn't follow the news the way I follow the news is going to be totally out in space to learn this. I mean, Paul, I think you're just making presumptions that don't apply here. You know, it may be true he is a murder suspect, but if nobody knows, they're not going to view him as a murder suspect. Case closed. That's it.
No, I'm just trying to establish the crookedness of Alex Jones's character and what a horrible character he is.
That's another show. We'll get back to that, mind you, because I've now looked at this thing, the people versus truth versus Alex Jones, and there's so much I have to say about it, but not for now, Paul. Look, thanks for the call. If you have a final thought, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with my point. These were newsmen, both Alex Jones and Michael Rivero. They were in public. They're public speakers. They knew everything going on in the news. They knew that John McAfee was a suspect and that nobody ever was found guilty for the murder of Gregory Fall in Belize. And they had him on his show. I just think that's disgusting. Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks. Yeah. You made your point very clearly. Dave in Massachusetts. Dave, welcome back.
Good afternoon, James. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, very well. Yes, David, go ahead.
Listen, did you have a chance to check out the pictures and the photographs in the April 1st edition of the Globe tabloid? The pictures of, Donald Trump partying. And with Melania, actually, one of the pictures almost looks like he's being presented with to Melania by Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein.
I've seen these or others like them before, Dave. Go ahead.
I discern, James, that you're not appreciating the full extent of the meaning of those pictures, the implications. And I'll tell you what the full extent is if I don't get sidetracked or cut off. Let me ask you now, because I don't think you appreciate this. Are you aware of the fact that Donald Trump has consistently denied that he ever met Ghislaine Maxwell? He, even to this day, he constantly denies that he ever met Ghislaine Maxwell. He'll concede that he may have met Jeff Epstein in passing because what the heck, you know, they traveled in the same social circles and everything. So he may have been at some social event that Jeff was at, but he wasn't friends with Jeff. Let me tell you something here. First of all, are you aware of that Donald Trump denies that he ever even met Ghislaine Maxwell?
Oh, I'm not sure or not. I mean, I could do a search you know. But Dave, go ahead. Why you think this is a big deal? Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, why it's a big deal? I discern that you weren't familiar with Trump's denials that he ever even met Ghislaine.
I think the There's so many ways people have tried to trash Trump. I'm just not impressed by that line that he had social interaction with Epstein and perhaps met Ghislaine. I'm willing to concede. I don't find that all that troubling because he was meeting all kinds of people. That didn't mean he was into child sex, sex trafficking, prostitution, anything like that, which I find highly implausible. That's my view, Dave, but I'm open to more evidence. You're bringing more evidence. Go ahead. Tell me more.
Well, don't put a bizarre spin like that on my call. I'm not accusing them of being into kiddie porn or anything else. Stick to what I'm saying. Don't try to sidetrack the call with this kiddie porn.
I'm not trying to sidetrack you at all. I'm just telling you where I stand. Go ahead.
Okay, listen. Ghislaine Maxwell, she's a past master at spycraft. She's the preeminent spy in the whole world. She's greatly respected by MI6. That's why she was able to suck the royal family into her sex ring. She's greatly admired by the Mossad. That's why she was able to suck in even Prime Minister Ehud Barak into her sex circles, and she's in the KGB, she has close ties and relationships with every intelligence agency in the world, and they greatly admire her. She's a genius, and she was trained by a genius, her father, Robert Maxwell. One of the first things Trump's going to do if he is elected is, of course, pardon Ghislaine. When the Southern District of New York indicted Ghislaine and finally arrested her, which, of course, we know that Southern District's going after Trump now and after his fake estate. He says his real estate is fake estate. I call his real estate his fake estate. He wants to talk about fake news. His real estate is fake estate. But when Ghislaine was indicted in the Southern District of New York, when Trump found this out, and I heard these words, I heard him say this, Trump's response, well, you know, he still denied that he ever met her or anything, but he says, I wish her the very, very best that life has to offer. Now, that's a bizarre comment for Trump to make, but the reason he made that, he traveled, he hung out with Ghislaine so much that he knew that Ghislaine was used to the very, very best that life had to offer. Ghislaine was a spoiled brat. Robert spoiled her rotten. And she got everything above and beyond anything she wished or desired. And Trump knew that because he was so close to Ghislaine. And that explains that bizarre remark that he made. He's claiming he never met her. And then he said, but I wish her the very best that life has to offer. And believe me, if he gets elected, he's going to pardon Ghislaine.
Dave. We'll find out. If he gets elected and pardons her, I'll be floored. I hope you're wrong. I admit you might be right. Give me a final thought for today.
All right. Here's on a different subject. Here's a final thought. Maybe I'll get some people thinking. You know, the great nation of ancient Persia that's called modern-day Iran.
Yeah.
They're very, very brilliant people. Now, in my opinion, Professor Fetzer, I believe it's a big mistake for us to just focus on Iran's responding by attacking Israel. My opinion is, and we have to wait to see what happens, but the Iranians' intelligence and the mullahs are they're geniuses. They know that Israel is just the great global super Satan's Middle East fortress in the Middle East. They know that the great global super Satan and the great global super Satan's global empire controls and finances. And the reason Israel exists is because it's the great global super Satan's Middle East fortress. I'm anticipating, and I know I'm not speaking to the RBN call-in audience. I'm speaking to the people that I know listen in the intelligence community. I speak right past this. When I was listening to Lauren, I would have hung up thinking it's a rebroadcast or something. I'm speaking right past you, even you, Professor Fetzer. I'm aware of the fact that the intelligence agencies monitor this show. So I'm actually speaking maybe like to our intelligence agencies right now. But I anticipate, Professor Fetzer, they're going to attack at the black heart of the great global super Satan. The Iranians aren't stupid. They're not going to attack Iran because they know that this Iran, they're not going to attack Israel because they know Israel wouldn't even be able to attack their embassy in Syria, blow up their generals and everything, if it wasn't for this great global super Satan. And they're going to attack at the black heart of the great global super Satan. And they may even have President Vladimir Putin's help after what the great global super Satan has been doing to Mother Russia and terrorizing all those innocent people.
Dave, yeah. Thank you for all that, Dave. I look forward to our next call. Yeah, thank you, Dave, very much. Rick in Arizona. Rick, join the conversation.
Yeah, Dr. Fetzer. You know, yes. What does Michael Jackson and O.J. Simpson have in common?
Tell us. I know it's a rhetorical question. Give us a punchline.
Okay. They're both giants in the world, in the white world. At one time, they were both giants. Everybody loved them. Everybody couldn't get enough of them. You know, O.J. Simpson, in my mind, was destroyed the same way they destroyed Michael Jackson. I see O.J. Simpson. I don't think he did it. I think he was framed. And they did this to destroy his popularity in the white world, because at that time, Arsenio Hall had brought Farrakhan onto his show, and they uncorked the secret that the Jews were the slave trade before the Civil War, and Michael Jackson had came out and trashed the Jews, and now they got to get rid of the popularity of fucking O.J. Simpson. Look at these Hollywood couples break up all the time. I don't see O.J. Simpson throwing his life out the window to kill Ron and his wife, okay? I mean, he could have just shot him with a silencer.
Ex-wife.
This was done, in my mind, Dr. Fetzer, by somebody who works on a kill floor in a packing house, who had plenty of experience, because I saw those pictures, and they were beheaded. I know
you're mixing together... two completely different issues. Arsenio had Farrakhan on, and then Arsenio was gone. That was totally political because he was stirring up a bot. The Michael Jackson and O.J. cases, in my opinion, are completely separate and apart. And O.J., listen to me. O.J. didn't go over there with the intent to kill anybody. He did have a knife
you
with him.
That
always carried. Rick, I'm going to let you say your piece, but you don't deny me saying my piece. I'm telling you how it went. Have you even read his book, for God's sake? I did. He explains exactly how he did it, Rick. You might want to start there. You're really losing it. You're pissing me off. I don't mind you having a contrary opinion. I mind the way you're mannering yourself. That's what's ticking me off.
Okay. Put it this way. They had to get rid of O.J.'s popularity. They had to get rid of O.J.'s popularity, and they did.
That's just silly. But thank you, Rick, for sharing. Tom in Utah. Tom, join the conversation, Tom.
Wow. How do you follow this?
I know.
By the way, I was an advisor to the film and entertainment industry, also a friend to the original defense attorney for O.J. So I want to find out when I can talk to you and get about 15 or 20 minutes of your cerebral treasure.
Yes.
So when's the best time to give you?
We could do it later today, after the show. Give me about 15 minutes after the show. We'll talk. I'll give you a call.
Okay, good. Thank you.
You got anything you want to add here?
That's it. I just wanted to tell you that I know the original defense attorney.
Good. Tom, we'll talk. We'll talk off the air. Brian and Shelley. Brian, join the conversation, please.
Hello. Yeah, well, thank you, Dr. Fetzer, for taking my call. And I just wanted to chime in on O.J. Simpson by recounting an interview that I read about 6 or 8 years ago
I think it might have been the National Enquirer. It was an interview with O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
And it was shortly prior to the time after he announced, O.J. announced that he was going to remarry with his latest main squeeze, whoever she was. And, and the interviewer asked him, he says, O.J., don't you have any misgivings about remarrying after the tragic events of your last marriage? And O.J.'s response to that was classic. He said, well, I just want to have another stab at it.
She looked a lot like Nicole, by the way. She looked a lot like Nicole. Yeah, that's right. He wants to have another stab at it. Yeah, I love it. Brian, you got some other thoughts on that? Go ahead.
No, I'll leave the final thoughts on that matter to you, and thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Thanks for the call. John in Michigan. John, we got only a couple of minutes, but go for it.
Well, as far as Trump goes, I remember when he came back from Scotland, he was in Scotland for a month before he came back and announced his presidency. And in Scotland, I understand from previous information that there are like over 200 secret societies in Scotland. And he came back and he said he's not worried about anything because he has the rednecks backing him. And he wasn't talking about the southern rednecks or any other northern rednecks. He was talking about these religious people that came over to the United States. They were from, I think, three different countries, and they wore red scarves around their neck. And so that's what I remember hearing him say when he came back from Scotland. So he was over there, and he belongs to a secret society in Scotland. Many of the people do there. And that is one thing to bring out about him. I just saw a documentary on him, too, how he grew up. His father put him in military school, so he knows military protocol. He also was the captain of a baseball team. He came, and how he got into his brother, who ended up dying of alcoholism, was supposed to take over the project, but he did one thing that was really detrimental to the company when he was eliminating people that of different color from their projects, and that's when Trump got put into the place. And it's a great documentary, but it explains how he came about. He was involved with many Democrats and many Republicans.
Yeah.
But just because you're there doesn't mean that you have to believe what they believe.
Right. Thank you, John. Thank you. Very good. Very good. Very good. Spend as much time as you can with your family, your friends, the people you love and care about, because we do not know how much time we have left. And support RVM. Back tomorrow.